Cloudy day, partly cloudy this afternoon, 82, partly cloudy tonight, 50, and tomorrow's going to be nice and sunny for your Friday to kick off the weekend, 78, clear tomorrow night, 57, Saturday mostly sunny with a high of 84. Now, as you know, one of our advertisers that we're glad to have, Cordell, in fact, Mr. Cordell, we interviewed him, I guess, maybe a year ago now. It's been a while. And we hear these spots that they run on the station, and we're glad they run them, about divorce and everything. And if you've ever been through a divorce, and I have, you might have an idea of what the laws in Virginia are, and your ideas might be very, very wrong. I'm telling you right now. You might think it's going to go one way. You need some help. And with that in mind, we welcome Mr. Jonah Dickey, litigation manager, Cordell. Good morning, Mr. Dickey. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well. How are you?
Outstanding. So you're based here in Tidewater. You're based here in Hampton Roads. Or are you?
Yes, we are. Well, myself is based out of San Diego.
Right. But you're the local representative.
That's correct. I manage our local Virginia Beach office.
Okay. Outstanding. And I'm glad to have you on. And you guys provided some questions, and these are pretty good questions. I'll give them to you in a roundabout way. But when it comes to getting a fair shake in family court these days regarding custody of the kids after a divorce, and now here we are in Virginia, what people might think are the laws and some surprises that they find out about the laws. Go ahead and address that, if you would, Mr. Dickey.
Well, you know, the laws, at least as of July 1st, 2008, you know, just slightly to try to even out and deal a little bit. In fact, the code section 20-124-2B actually added a sentence that says the court shall consider and may award joint custody, joint legal, joint physical, or sole custody, and there will be no presumption in favor of any form of custody. That new sentence added to the law as of July 1st last year, which presumably will cause courts to actually consider shared custody when they're in the interest of the children. Prior to that being added, but there was actually written in the code section.
Mr. Dickey, we're having a rough time handling you. Are you on some sort of device other than a handheld phone?
No, I'm on a handheld phone. I apologize.
Okay, well, let's hear you. Keep on going. Now it sounds a little bit better. Must be magic. Go ahead.
Okay. But that being said, you know, there has been a longstanding assumption in the legal system, and I'd say nationwide, that mothers are the more important parent in a child's life, and that's just absolutely not true.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you 100%. I think it takes two to tango as far as that goes. You need two good parents are better than one good parent. I don't think there's anything about that. If somebody is thinking about getting a divorce, what are the initial steps? What are the first things? I'm sure that right off the bat, guys make mistakes, women make mistakes, but we're talking about the guys right now. What are the pitfalls to be avoided right off the bat? What are the steps that one must take, sir?
I'm going to address the most important thing, in my opinion, if you have children. If you have minor children, you do not want to leave the house unless you're court ordered to, or, you know, it becomes so contentious that the police could end up getting involved, because that's just going to create bigger problems for you. Mm-hmm. That being said, you always want to stay where your children are. If your children are in the marital home, you want to stay in the marital home, because you don't want to leave that home just out of frustration because of what's going on between you and your spouse, and create a status quo that the court may grab and run with.
And I guess, and putting stuff on the internet, you know, you're sending out emails, you're sending out all kinds of stuff. You might have your Facebook, whatever. What are some of the pitfalls? What are some of the things to look out for where all that social media stuff on the internet is concerned, and all the other ways that people contact each other nowadays?
Oh, yeah. Stay off of social media. I can't stress how that is. Everything that you post on Facebook, Instagram, can and most likely will come out in court. And that's not just you setting up your own social media, but you let your friends. Don't tag me in pictures. Don't put my name on your posts. Don't put any pictures of me on their accounts, because believe me, you can block your spouse, you can block everyone that you know is advocating for your spouse from your personal accounts, but they have any way they bring your friends face.
Well, we're having a rough time hearing you, but just in closing, let me ask you this. One of the things that I think of people make a big mistake, if you say bad stuff to the kid, and you've probably seen this in so many different situations about your spouse, that is, it's not a legal matter, but as far as the soundness of the kid and helping the kid get through life, don't be saying bad stuff about your spouse to the kid. Isn't that right, Mr. Dickey?
That is 100% correct. That, in my opinion, can, if it goes too far, can equate to parental alienation. And most likely, if you have a contested custody battle, there will be a guardian ad litem appointed to your case, which is an attorney that's specially trained to advocate for the child. And that guardian ad litem will speak to the child and will find out if you're saying anything negative about your spouse or about the child's other parent. And believe me, the court does not look kindly on that.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's a war on the kid. You're just damaging the kid. And who among us, whether it's Mr. Dickey, you or me, we don't want to hear nobody talking bad about our mama.
That is absolutely correct. Both parents are equally important in a child's life, and a child does not need to be put in the middle of the argument.
Absolutely. You know what I've always thought, and I've got a couple of kids, and I don't know if you do or don't, but I always thought, and I had two sons, but when they're real little, like they're no good to you because you can't throw a ball to them, and they really need their mother. But once they get to the point where you can throw a ball to them and go out and run around in the woods and throw rocks at something, so it's different at different times in the life of the kid, but I couldn't agree with you more, Mr. Jonah Dickey. You need two good parents to get through this life, right, sir?
That is absolutely correct.
Any closing comments, anything else that I've left out that you've learned from all your years of doing this and handling these kind of cases that you just want to impart some wisdom? Go ahead, Mr. Dickey. You have the floor, sir.
I generally tell all of my clients, and I continually say it in the courtroom, I've been doing this for nearly 20 years now, so I've had the opportunity to see children grow up through this legal system, and I can tell you emphatically that children that have equal or close to equal time with both of their parents when their parents are split, generally have better grades, they have less interaction with law enforcement, and they go on to either go into the military or college or onto successful careers. There's no question about it.
Makes sense. And a pleasure to talk to you, Mr. Dickey, and thank you so much for being with AM 790 WNIS, and a good day to you, sir.
You too, Tony.
Thank you very much. Jonah Dickey right there, litigation manager, Cordell. And I'm telling you, that is so important. And it's hard not to do. You're angry. You're bummed out. But the kid, you don't want to hear anybody saying anything bad about your daddy, anything bad about your mommy. You can't do that. You can have a fight with your mom. You can have a little spat with your mommy. But anybody else gets in that mix, they're in a world of hurt. They're in a world of hum. All right, pretty cool guy there, Jonah Dickey. I enjoyed talking to him. Sorry about the problems with the phone. I don't know what's going on with that. All right, but there you have it. So thank you very much, the law firm of Cordell. It is 7:42 at AM 790 WNIS. Now, I will go to the emails that actually address whether